Welcome to the Coin Podcast Network. On the go, on demand, and on point. When you want to know what the weather's going to be this week, turn to Portland's most accurate forecasting team. This is your Weather Week with meteorologists Kelly Bayern and Joseph Dames.
Good morning, everyone. It is Tuesday, October 27th, and we are back for another Your Weather podcast. I've got our weekend meteorologist, Joseph Dames, on the other line. Good morning, Joseph.
Good morning. Good morning, Kelly. Good morning to everybody. Happy Tuesday.
It is a beautiful week. You know, I was actually out on Monday feeling a little under the weather, but did take a look outside all afternoon, blue skies. It was just fantastic.
Oh, I love the sunshine. Yeah, colder but sunny, but I'll take that. It's like, you know, it's not cold and rainy. It's cold and sunny, and you know, it's nice to have the sunshine.
It is. With a little bit of a bite in the air, too. We did start Monday off with some record low temperatures across the Portland metro area. Portland hit the upper 20s for our lows, which was a new record. Beat the old one by 1 degree. And there were a couple of other cities, too, around the Portland metro area that did also see some new records or tied the old ones, too.
Yeah, I think Eugene, Salem was close, but I don't think beat it. Hillsborough maybe had taken down a record. But really impressive. I mean, honestly. And over the weekend, we hit a high of 48 degrees on Sunday, which was, you know, we didn't even crack 50 degrees, which was something else, too. So it was just some really cold air for this time of October.
Yeah, nice little cold snap. It was nice to still get that sun, too. I almost do like those days where it is a little windy and sunny and chilly. And we tend to get that a lot in the fall to like winter time. It kind of felt like a very chilly winter day almost. So it's kind of a nice change from a lot of heat that we got in September and October. It really is feeling like our seasons are changing now.
Yeah, somewhere in our fall catalog, we have this winter type day that's sunny and cold more than what we get in the winter, because most of the time when it's cold in the winter, it's coming with like a chance for some like freezing rain or like just a bunch of clouds or just rain in general. We never really get like a nice cold sunny day in our winters out here. So somewhere in our fall catalog, we do get that. And that's pretty nice.
Exactly. It was just a nice start to the week. So, I mean, a lot of this week, it stays dry. We're looking at some beautiful fall afternoons where the trees are still popping with color, and we'll see plenty of sunshine. So really great week to rake up the leaves and get the gardens all tended to. We're going to see temperatures continuing to drop as we move into November. We are tracking a slight change on Friday. At least I was seeing a weak weather system rolling in by Friday afternoon and evening. So that seems to be our only day with a chance for rain. So, you know, not so bad as we move forward.
Yeah, it doesn't look like a lot of rain either. But, you know, enough to get the ground wet and change up our weather from earlier in the week. This is just great. I mean, it is cold, and it's taken some time to, like, rebound back to average. You know, after we hit the 40s this weekend, we had 50s on Monday, you know, 50s again for our Tuesday. So it's taken a little bit of time to get things warmed up again to average. But I think we get there by Wednesday. I think we have a high probably right around 60 or so. What's your forecast high for Wednesday? Did you break 60?
Yes, I did. So Wednesday and Thursday, 60s again. So yeah, we'll be a little above normal for that time of the year, this point in October. It's a little cooler today and then low 60s as we finish out the week. I think even with the cold front coming in Friday, I still had our afternoon highs right around 60 degrees. So yeah, we kind of top off with some pleasant temperatures, not as chilly. And even our overnight lows, too, will start to warm just a bit as we head into the week.
That's a nice forecast for fall. That's really great. Those lower 60s with some sunshine. Yesterday I was looking at just the United States in general, some of the weather, and we had all the cold air, you know, Sunday into Monday, but they had a, you know, cold air stretching all the way down to Texas. I mean, pretty similar to, you know, the same trough that, you know, we tapped into. So, you know, there was snowfall in Colorado, but that cold front made it all the way to Texas, and like northern Texas had temperatures in the 20s and 30s, and then you could drive like literally 2 hours and see temperatures in like the 80s and 90s. Like the temperature gradient in Texas yesterday was like so extreme. It was like 90s by Houston, and then if you like keep cutting west, it got like colder and colder. But there was like a point in like southern central Texas where the contrast was like massive, and you know, that just happens there, and it's so dry, and then they're close to the Gulf, so it's such interesting weather.
Yeah, I do have a friend. He is a meteorologist for a news station out in Midland, Texas, and he was sharing his forecast all over Twitter, and it was crazy to see his temperatures from, I think it was Sunday to Monday, or either Monday to today, where it was 90 degrees and then 45 degrees for the forecast highs.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah,
so
like
cold.
That drastic of a change in just 24 hours. It's pretty impressive, even for an area like Texas. And I think it is pretty cool to see how some of these weather systems, not just in the fall and winter time, but also in the springtime, can hop over the Rockies. And these same mm-hmm. systems can be those ones that then form tornadoes here in the Great Plains. And, you know, right now in the year, we're seeing these systems dropping heavy snow in the Rockies after they roll over the mountains from the Pacific Northwest. And then also in Texas, seeing a massive temperature change as these systems push on through. So
yeah, it's all connected.
It is all connected. These are large-scale systems that kind of grow and strengthen as they traverse across the U.S., and you can really see it in some states, some of those impacts.
Yeah, when I was, I'm from the Midwest. I was working out in the Midwest, and you could track systems from, you know, Colorado. It's like, okay, here comes our area of low pressure that's going to hit us on Friday. We'll watch it from Colorado. Okay, now it's moving through Nebraska. Now it's cutting through Iowa. Like, you could track things a little bit different. But, you know, since we have the Pacific right here, we just have the satellite or cuts down. You know, it's sometimes it's just like, hey, it's right here. It's at our doorstep. But before you could track it across the whole United States.
Right. And there's probably some major differences to forecasting those systems because those have some time over our topography, you know, and a lot of those mountain ranges, and it changes things pretty drastically. Whereas these weather systems that we watch off of the Pacific are just moving over warm and cold ocean water, maybe have a little less influence or don't have as drastic as much drastic change by the time they do work to the coast and then inland into our valley. So yeah, I think it's all fascinating.
It is, yeah. Yeah. It's a good topic to talk about on October 27th here for our podcast. At least I think so, you know.
Yeah, totally. Well, I mean, we have a pretty quiet week. It's just going to be beautiful. A little chilly to start, but our overnight lows start to work back into the low to mid 40s by Wednesday morning. A lot of sunshine. Friday, I think this weather system coming in is going to be extremely weak, you know, dropping a few hundredths to a tenth of an inch of rain just for a brief moment into the evening. And then we're dry by Halloween. So it's just a great forecast to be outside and to get some things done in the yard before we really start to cool down as we approach November.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought up the morning temperatures because that's where we were really feeling it. Like, you know, lower 30s, mid 30s, upper 20s. I mean, that's pretty cold. We could get by with like, you know, an afternoon in the mid 50s, but our overnight temperatures are really starting to rebound back to where they should be, which is about the mid to lower 40s. So
yes,
that's where we're really noticing it. It was like you walk outside in the morning and be like, "All right, I need like a winter jacket. I need a winter jacket. Holy crap."
So every morning I leave for work around 3:15, 3:30, and there's this biker who I've noticed. I just moved to a new neighborhood too, so kind of noticing all the routines of people. And this guy is biking to work every morning. I see him either as I get into my car or I'm at the stoplight and he rolls up. So we have the same morning schedule. Yet I'm in my car and he is still biking
still
into
going.
Work. He's a trooper, especially with these cold temperatures. I wonder how he handled yesterday morning. He seems pretty well prepared and like he's been a biker for a long time. But
he's got all
I think
the
I'd
gear.
Rather yeah I'd rather be in my car. That's for sure.
Yeah.
Well, Halloween still looks dry. Sunday mm-hmm. and the weekend also looks pretty good. The next chance for rain in the extended forecast I was seeing early next week, maybe around Tuesday. So we do have a lot of dry time to get through and some sunshine before we head into our next rainy period come November.
So we had a couple of rainy days in October, but it looks like we're probably going to finish the month off maybe a little bit below average as far as our rain goes this month.
Mm-hmm.
I think yeah. we were not even to 2 inches. Let me double check that.
The average is about 3 inches.
Yeah, so we're right? at about 1.45 right now in Portland. So
our water year just started on October 1st. We always start the new water year during the rainy seasons, which yeah. is October. And our last water year, we were in a major drought. We only saw about 27 inches of rain, missing about 8 inches of rain. I think on average we get about 36 inches per year. So we were missing 8 inches of rain. And I'm very hopeful that this winter season and through next year will kind of alleviate our drought, especially with our La Nina conditions on the way. So that's a little teaser to another podcast. We'll talk about some winter stats and also how our La Nina this year may affect snowfall for the Cascades and in Portland. So stay tuned. We have some exciting podcasts on the way.
That is an excited one. That's the one. That's that, the one.
It is. It's going to be a good one where you'll kind of hear my thoughts and analysis looking back at 100 years of data and what we can expect for snow here in Portland.
Well, so I'm glad about Halloween. Looks like it's going to be a pretty nice forecast.
Yeah, so for those kids who are still stepping outside, you know, socially distancing while still trick-or-treating in any safe way possible, I think we'll see a good night for those kids. And also, keep in mind, Sunday is the end of daylight saving time. So mm-hmm. you'll want to fall back an hour, push your clocks back an hour. People a lot of the times do it Saturday night going into Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
It goes into effect early Sunday at 2 in the morning. So don't forget to do that. We gain some daylight in the mornings, but our sunset on Sunday will be at 4:56 p.m.
Wow. I'm hoping I feel so rejuvenated after that. I've been banking on that 1 hour. I'm like, I get to that 1 hour yeah. sleep, I'm going to feel so much better. It's going to fix everything.
Yes. And as a very early morning person and an evening sleeper, I am very thankful for darkness by 5
yes,
p.m.
Yes, so. Of course. Of course, yeah.
Digging it. All right, well, enjoy this podcast and stay tuned for some exciting and insightful podcasts to come. We'll catch you next time. See ya.
Thank you for listening to the Coin Podcast Network. You can listen to more great Coin podcasts on coin.com/podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Please listen, download, subscribe, and review.